You take control of the airwaves. We kick off hour number two, the Monday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll free for you. 800-259-9231. That's the number you'll need to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Let's jump into the email box, shall we, Mark? This one coming from Adam. He writes in, it's actually a story from McCabe's Diary about a taxi cab driver that the gentleman who is blogging this had met one day while he was, I guess, riding around in, let's see, not sure what section of the United States is, but during a ride to the airport this morning with a cabbie that lived under a horrible tyrant, I had one of the most frightening conversations of my life. He gave me his predictions for the United States. Now, cabbies can be fairly knowledgeable people. I mean, these are some of these guys have really been through a lot. And in this case, this is a guy who had come here from, Romania, of all places.
I don't think that being a cab driver excludes one from being knowledgeable or smart or
I don't think
articulate.
I don't think so either, but I think cabbies in general don't get much respect. I think a lot of cabbies just sort of, you know, people don't think highly of these guys,
well,
and I
worked as a cabbie for a period of, I think, a month and a half or something like that.
Is that all?
It wasn't too long. And then I did a little part-time work just to get bills paid for a little while after that. And I got to say, I don't have a lot of respect for cabbies generally either. Yeah, like most of the people I worked with were really scumbags.
Okay, well,
but
anyway.
I happen to work there, so I can't say talk too badly about all cabbies.
Well, Florin was born and raised in communist Romania, and he fought his corrupt government tooth and nail just to be free. They imprisoned him, took him outside to outside the purview of any lawyers, any embassies, any churches, or otherwise any place he could find representation. Then they tortured him. Some nun brought his case to a university, some university students in Hungary, and the next thing you know, he became a minor cause celebre for Amnesty International. Letters like mine freed him. Where did you live after you left Bucharest? I asked him. Paris, London, Switzerland. Well, what brought you to America? I hated the communists and the mess that they made of everything. I wanted to live in a country that was free. A long pause followed. Then I told him, I have soured on America, frankly. Another long pause. Then he sighed and said, yes, me too, me too. Well, you've lived in tyranny, sir. What do you think of Bush? He spoke in a very thick Romanian accent, which I don't know what that sounds like, so I won't attempt to
thank goodness.
Make an impression.
Thank goodness.
He is as bad as any communist leader I ever fought against. He is a bad, bad man, and he has bad plans for this country. Now, how do you know all that? I asked him. Well, I've seen all this before. Okay, give me your prediction. Another long silence. I think the same thing will happen as in Romania when I grew up there. It starts with fixed elections. First, the 2000 election was fixed, and then the 2004 election was fixed. It happened in communist elections just like it happened here. The people who count the votes are all in the government that's in power. And even when it seems like people have had enough, and by the way, on his fixed election comment, there has been some evidence that has been pointed out by people that these voting machines, these electronic voting machines, are very easily hackable.
Not a small amount of evidence. I mean, there's a lot of evidence out there. That doesn't make it true, and it's hard to know, but,
it's worth
pointing out.
They're
pushing really hard for these electronic voting things, and why? And they don't want to make paper trails, and why?
Yeah, it's worked okay up until now. I mean, why? Exactly. 800-259-9231, if you can answer that. Well, going back to Florin's comments, he says, even when it seems like people have had enough, the tyrant will always somehow come out winning, just enough to make your conspiracy theories seem ridiculous.
Yeah, just enough.
Just like in Romania and Bulgaria of the 60s and 70s, the press may even report problems with elections. But Bush knows that Americans are lazy. I'm sorry, my friend. Maybe not you. Because remember, he's in the cab with this guy. But Americans are lazy, and they will not seek their freedoms. Because it's always frightening to fight the government. And you know what? We've seen evidence of this. We've got people here in New Hampshire that aren't part of the Free State Project, but are close to people that are. For instance, there's a gentleman in Keen Minds, Free Minds. It's a student group, Students for Free Minds and Free Markets. His mom is deathly frightened for him. She is scared to death of the fact that he has become a pro-freedom activist. She's frightened that the FBI, the CIA, are going to pick him up and lock him in a gulag somewhere. There's a young lady that my girlfriend works with who is just, she's too scared to come to one of the meetings around here because of the FBI and the CIA. These people are scared to death of the government. My parents were frightened when they found out what I was up to as part of the Free State Project. They thought something, my mom thought something was going to happen. So you take that attitude, you multiply it out times however many people have that sort of an attitude, and the cabbie's absolutely correct. Americans are petrified. They're too scared. When you talk to somebody about how outrageous the government is, they'll agree with you. Oh, they'll agree. We're losing freedoms. They'll agree. But whoa, stop paying taxes? I won't do that. In fact, you won't even do that, Mark, because you're scared of the government.
Well, yeah, I don't particularly want to do that. No, I don't want to go to jail.
Right. El Cabby continues. He says, "But you are mistaken if you think you will avoid trouble by going along with the government. One day you will write a letter to the editor and sign your name, and then the next time you're at a train station, they will tell you, you cannot ride." Now, actually, we've had it's just shocking how his predictions are awfully, well, in line with what's been going on in this country. For instance, there was a story not too long ago about a guy that had written an anti-Bush book. I don't remember what the name of the book, I don't remember his name, but he, when he went to the airport, found that he had been placed on the no-fly list. Because he happened, I mean, it was a coincidence, right? You can't prove the fact that he was placed on the no-fly list because he had written a book that was anti-Bush, but awfully coincidental. Awfully interesting. Or at the airport, according to the cabbie, they will say you can't get on a plane. Or they'll stop you at the border, and just like Romania and the other communist countries, America will become your prison. When the 2000 elections happened, my 89-year-old grandmother asked if we could go back to Bucharest. You see, this smells just like the communists in Europe to her. Corrupt, incompetent, totally controlling the media, the elections. Once they have that and a lazy press, that's it. And I mean, that's it. And would you qualify the press as pretty lazy today?
I would qualify the press as lazy as hell.
It's their job to keep on the politicians. It's their job to out these guys. And they just go along with the flow. They just want to sell the advertising and make things hysterical.
Well, they'll definitely jump on the politicians if there's something juicy there, something that they
like. Mark Foley.
Foley, yeah.
But that's juicy in the way of scandalous. That's juicy in the way of sexual. It's not juicy in that they're violating the Constitution. That apparently not juicy.
No, that's not an issue.
They're destroying freedoms. Apparently, that's not juicy. So anyway, continuing. They will continue to install an overbearing government where idiots who wear white gloves and badges, low-level, small-paycheck bureaucrats get to stop you at airports and demand to know where you're from and ask you where you're going and what your business is. They're doing that today. That's going on right now. We've had stories about people at the border, people who have been detained by these officious bureaucrats and asked those very questions. Not only where are you going and what are you doing, who are you going to see? Where does she live? What's her phone number? We're going to give her a call to verify that you're telling the truth.
They absolutely do that.
They will ask if you support the party, or who did you vote for. It will come down to the day when you'll see the police jump on someone for no reason, and you'll turn your heads and act like you've seen nothing. Your neighbor's wife will knock on your door desperately at 3 in the morning and tell you her husband was arrested out of his sleep last night, and she will cry and ask where he is, and you'll make her coffee and call the local police, and the local gendarme or sheriff or whatever will come by and pat her on the shoulder and will say that he was taken by the feds and that they have no idea where he's going. You'll notice more
There's
and
nothing
more
we can do.
You'll notice more and more changes. The leash will get shorter, a little at a time, and so slowly even you will not protest because you'll hardly notice.
That's it. And the leash does get shorter slowly. And the fact is, it only gets short on some people some of the time. For instance, I don't even know how to describe it, but they're only going to take freedoms away a little bit, and you're not going to...
From the hippies and the blacks.
And they're going to take away smoking.
Yeah.
And they're going to take away marijuana, smoking or whatever. Actually, I think we'll probably get that as legal at some point in the near future. But, you know, it's different freedoms along the way, and that's what's going to be curfews. They're going to be asking people walking around the street more at night what they're doing.
The curfews are already coming into effect at Washington, D.C., making their curfew earlier for teenagers. It was midnight. It's now going to be 10 p.m. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, some of the places would love to have 24-hour curfews like are going on in that have gone on in Baghdad, as a matter of fact. More on the way. You take control of the airways. We'll check in with more from the cab driver here in a moment. He's got more to say on this whole tyranny thing. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans?
I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. Over 130,000 posts are there. Hundreds of people interacting, and it's all free. bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about an experience that I guess one blogger had in a cab recently. He happened to encounter a guy that had at one time lived in communist Romania, and he asked this gentleman, this cab driver, what his thoughts were about the current situation here in the United States. And some of the things this guy has to say are pretty stunning. I mean, they're pretty accurate, actually, as in regards to what has been happening here.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I can't imagine thinking it's difficult to compare America today to communist Russia of, say, the 70s, or communist Romania, I would assume, was very similar. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he tells these stories, and I can't see there not being a parallel. I can't see a parallel. There not being a parallel in every point he makes.
Some of them
a strong parallel.
Some of them they're dead on. Some of them are things that are already happening here in the United States. And the other things that he brings up are a stone's throw away from where we are today. They're not very far off.
Yeah, that you can see them from here.
Well, right. Well, the frightening thing is that this guy, Florin, can see them. Some of the other stories we've talked about in the past, like, for instance, people that have moved here from Germany, from older people that have been through these things before,
mm-hmm.
they can see it happening. Florin's grandmother can see it happening. All these people that have experienced this sort of tyranny before, they know exactly what's going on, and they're frightened by it. They came here. This guy came here because he expected that America was the land of the free. And it turns out that he's been a little bit disappointed. Well, we're going to continue with his story here, and your thoughts as well, at 800-259-9231.
Well, I got the impression that he's been here quite some time, and he's seen progression.
I think he has. He says he's talking about some of the changes that you might notice here. The leash will get shorter a little at a time, and so slowly, even you will not protest, because you'll hardly notice. You'll lose your freedoms just a little at a time. One day you'll speak
even
out
if
against...
Even if you do protest, what difference does it make?
One day you'll speak out against the president in hushed tones, even at a party. Then you'll drive home from the party and steam at yourself for being so much like a little pussycat. Then you'll wonder who heard you. I asked him about Iran. We stopped at a light, and he turned to me and said, Iran is a sovereign nation. Their elections were democratic. They may not be totally free, but they're no less free than America is. What's right? What right does this country or any country have to tell another country what weapons they can have or not? I mean, I was a child in Romania, and they scared us with the United States. They said you dropped atomic bombs on people. It turns out to be true. And guess what? America has more atom bombs than anyone. If America has atom bombs, what right do we have to tell others they cannot? Okay, I said. Give me your prediction, please. Look, he said, I went home to Bucharest about a year ago and saw some family. Right now, they have more freedoms in Bucharest than you have here. That's the irony. I have children and grandchildren here in America, and I see little future for them here. America manufactures nothing.
You know, we had a listener call in and say that he had gone to China, and he felt like China had more freedoms than they did in the United States.
Yes, he did.
Now, that's just it's just one person's opinion. Who visited the country? Obviously, if you read the internet ratings and those kind of things, different news organizations' ratings on who's freest and who isn't.
China's not close to the top.
No, China's not close to America either.
But I believe they've been moving up the chart. I'm not positive on that.
They have been moving up the chart, and so has Romania.
So there will be no real economy in the future. He says the only thing made in America are deals. It stunned me to hear this. Then again, he lived there, and I did not. I asked him what freedoms they have that we don't have. He said, in Romania, we can burn flags, threaten to kill the president. The government is not allowed to give shared fund or taxes of any kind to churches. In Romania, if government took someone without charges, they would be freed within a day or two. Not in this country. In Romania, you are not raped in jail cells. In America, you are not only raped in jail, they use the fear of rape and beatings to control you. In Romania, no...
I thought that was an interesting point. People are safe from rape in Romanian jails, and they're not safe here?
In Romania, no one tells you you can't have an abortion. In many areas, it is illegal. In others, it's fine. All over the country, you can get an abortion if you need one. I reminded him, you still haven't made your prediction. He said, it may take about 10 years, but it will be very much like the old Soviet Union. Incompetent government. Walls will appear around you. Hey, they just passed 700 miles of wall legislation in Washington, D.C., incompetent government, on the borders, your internet sites will be scrubbed or monitored or may suddenly disappear. What's been happening this year, Mark, on the internet?
They've been outlawing the gambling.
Well, gambling just got outlawed, yes. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge thing that just happened. But they've also been picking off porn sites as well.
The sicker, weirder porn sites.
Right, like the weird sexual fetish sites, the violent porn, that sort of thing. They've been going after these people very quietly. The only people that have been reporting on it has been the porn industry itself, for the most part. And even the industry has been sort of shying back, saying, well, we're not going to really mess with this. Just leave the rest of us alone, please.
Sure. They don't feel like they're in the same league as those other groups. groups, organizations or whatever that do the really weird porn stuff. They do the normal stuff.
It's already started, Mark. They've already started to take people offline, take their sites offline.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on. He says, a government will control everything from one branch. Business, too, will be in bed with the government. One day you'll see your boss have the power to go through your bags. One day your corporation will have more rights than you have. Just like in Romania, we had the conspiracy theories, one nuttier than the next. It turned out to be mostly true, these things. This thing that has happened to America was planned for a long time. And like Romania, people will forget and lose all the principles that your country was founded on. I think that's happened pretty much already, because if the people in America still held to some sort of
principles,
there would be a fight going on.
Well,
right now.
Yeah, there wouldn't have been the slip that we've had.
Free Talk Live wouldn't be the only show on the air talking about freedom and liberty.
I mean, the snowball is rolling. You can convince people at this point that basically the Bill of Rights is worthless. Freedom of speech? What the heck?
Florence says
they're compromising our security.
Florence says he says we had a constitution in Romania under the communists, just words. And that's essentially all that the U.S. Constitution is today. It's just words on paper. Even though the Constitution was the founding document. This was the document that created the government. It's supposed to be the set of rules that they are operating by. But they ignore it day in and day out. So it was just words under the communists in Romania, and it's just words today in whatever the heck you want to call this kind of country. It certainly isn't a democratically, it barely qualifies as a republic anymore. He pulled up to the curb at the airport. I paid him and gave him a receipt, and he gave me a receipt. Do you have kids? He asked me. No, I don't. Are you married? Yes. Leave. That's my advice to you. Leave and don't look back.
I don't think that doesn't make any sense to me. According to the Heritage Foundation's list of freest countries in the world, the United States showed up as 13th. Another one I can't remember off the top of my head. I believe we showed up as 8th. Mm-hmm. We show up in that general vicinity. And mainly the reason that we show up poorly is we've moved down the list because of the Homeland Security Patriot Act stuff.
Right.
And the other reason we do poorly is because our tax burden's so high.
That's true.
If our tax burden wasn't so high, we'd still be in the top 5, even with the Patriot Act kind of stuff going on. Where are you going to go that's that much freer?
You can't really go anywhere else that's that much freer. And really, what's his solution? His solution, this guy,
He
doesn't know about the Free State Project. And he comes from a background where failure is the way it goes. I mean, the government takes control and people start dying and all you can do is leave in that case. We think it's not too late. More on the way. We'll explain. This is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Monday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Three brand new Shriners added to the site over the last few days. You should go there now at freetalklive.com and take a look. Or you can just go straight to it by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. So back into the email box. Just kind of burning through a few emails here tonight from the Phantom. He says, Ian and Mark, I am one of those 9/11 conspiracy theorists that you were addressing a few weeks back. I don't believe the official story and never will. Up until now, I've been outraged that whoever did this got away with it and got everyone all fired up to go to war, war, endless war. I wanted for somebody, by God, to nail the bastards who really did it so the sun would come out and the little birdies would sing again. But something you said has sunk in over the last couple of days. Even if there were a mountain of evidence and an outraged public and a vigilant media demanding action.
Well, I don't think that you're ever going to see a vigilant media demanding action. An outraged public, but okay, go ahead.
Who would come riding in on a white horse? Well, the government, of course. The ensuing investigation would inevitably be led by opportunistic grandstanders. How would we know that none of them had blood on their hands as well? A few expendable heads would roll to placate the angry mob and solicit their votes. But any conspiracy so elaborate and so meticulously planned would surely be designed so as to leave its power center untouchable. Big government, made even larger by the new laws and bureaucracies ordered by the investigation, would live on, fat and happy, to pursue other excellent adventures on our dime.
Right. It would be ridiculous to imagine that a organization that would be so large and controlling that
right.
would be able to pull off the bringing down of the towers without getting caught, which I don't believe that this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the government is capable of that kind of large-scale conspiracy without catching itself.
Yeah.
But if it was possible, those people would have already been so infiltrated into the voting process here in the United States, however it is that you put politicians into office, you'd never win.
The 9/11 Truth Movement, says Phantom, has been asking the government to investigate itself. That makes about as much sense as trying to turn your toilet into a flower vase. If the truth really does make us free, it isn't bloody likely to arrive courtesy of sovereign force. Bottom line, if freedom is important to you, find it on your own. Yeah. So it sounds like a 9/11 truther who has come to the realization that his whole movement is pointless. And I think he says it better than we ever possibly could. I mean, we've pointed it out before, but everybody just sort of in this 9/11 truth movement just plugs their ears and goes, la, 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 I'm not listening to you. There's all this evidence, and we're going to do something about it. We're going to have meetings and talk to the scholars for truth, and we're going to have more meetings and show videos to people. And that, yes, sir, this is going to make a difference. We're going to put a stop to the NWO, this so-called New World Order that everybody's so afraid of. But if indeed, as you point out, that these guys are so powerful, if indeed they're at the heads of the political institutions and the think tanks of the world, then you are just wasting your time, aren't you?
I mean, I guess it's a great point, and I haven't really looked at it from that point of view. I mean, imagine what would happen if you could get a million people together, like a really, really a million people to go to Washington, D.C., and they were angry, and they were perhaps armed. What are they going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. What are you going to do?
Maybe.
Target a few people? I mean,
take the president out?
That's not going to happen very easily.
It's not going to be easy, but I bet a million people could definitely.
If they all stormed the White House, sure, they could do something.
They could do. I think they could.
They'd start getting sprayed down by the turrets on top of the White House.
Oh, many would die.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how unlikely the scenario is.
Right. See, people in other countries do these sorts of things.
Right.
They get into the streets in mobs.
Do you remember? It was the craziest thing. The French, it's been 2 or 3 months ago, the French were in the street rioting over the fact that they were going to take away
the job guarantee.
Yeah, it was a job guarantee for, I think, people under the age of 25 for their first job.
Right, they were able to be fired for the first 2 years or something like that.
Yeah, they were sort of on a probationary period where they could actually be fired. In France, you don't get fired. It doesn't happen. Nobody gets fired.
So this was a change. They were changing from you can't get fired once you get your job to there's a 2-year period in which you can get fired.
Because no companies were hiring anybody because they didn't want to get anybody who couldn't get fired.
And so a bunch of know-nothings took to the streets and started throwing rocks.
A huge amount of people.
Yeah.
A huge amount of people took to the streets. What happened? What would happen here? Nothing. Nothing.
In some other countries, a political guy says something the wrong way and 100,000 people are in the streets protesting. That doesn't happen in America.
And you can't say that France is, you can't say it's because we're so fat and happy. You can't, because in France, they're pretty fat and happy, too. That's a very very westernized, very industrial nation.
They've got a huge unemployment rate, but beyond that, yes, I mean,
they're eating, they've got cars.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They wear nice clothes, they live in cities, they have indoor plumbing.
So, once again,
cell phones.
The 9/11 truth movement is simply nothing more than a waste of time for a bunch of fanatics that like to feel good about themselves because they know something that you don't. I mean, really, that's about all it comes down to. Oh, well, I've seen all the videos and I've done the research. We were in a radio studio with a guy a few weeks back who was bragging about that he's done 500 hours of research on this. Well, whoop-dee-doo. Now what have you got that we don't, huh? You got a bunch of useless knowledge. A bunch of questionable knowledge, a bunch of information that may not actually even qualify as knowledge. Because if you look on the internet, you'll find all kinds of claims about 9/11. Everything from, oh, well, it wasn't really the planes that hit the buildings, it was a hologram. Or no, it wasn't planes, it was hijacked, it was military jets. They actually never launched the planes and they took the passengers somewhere else. We can't explain what happened to the hundreds of passengers, but that doesn't matter because it was holograms. It goes from one side of the spectrum of crazy to the other side of not quite so crazy. And so you don't know what's true and you don't know what's not true. And even if you can filter down and find some of it that you think is believable, if you actually look into it and you do more research, real research, not research on the 9/11 truth sites, that doesn't count. If you actually look on other sites like loosechangeguide.com and other 911myths.com is another one that just debunks myth after myth, claim after claim debunked. Does that mean that all of that debunking is true? I don't know, but this would take so long to investigate and so much time to learn both sides of it to totally come to a conclusive decision. To totally come to a conclusive decision. But even if you were to spend the 500,000, 2,000 hours, or whatever it would take to analyze each piece of evidence, to analyze each claim, and to break it all down, and then you could finally come out with a decision and say, yes, I believe that XYZ is true, whatever that is, because I don't know what's true. I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the 9/11 truth people. So if you were to do all that research and finally boil it all down to something that you could really get behind, then what have you got? Well, you've wasted a lot of time researching, because as Phantom points out here, what's going to happen as a result of all your research? Who's going to bring these people up on charges if they really are the powerful, controlling fear-mongers that these people claim that they are? If somebody was to bring charges about, they might find themselves dead 2 weeks later on. Which, of course, brings you to the question of why it is that they don't kill off some of the people that are outing the conspiracies. Why aren't these radio hosts turning out dead?
Right. If they're right, then whoa.
And the only answer that a 9/11 truther can give to that is, well, that would validate it. No, it wouldn't. No, it would only validate it in the minds of the conspiracy theorists. Then they'd be scared to death. They would say, oh my gosh, they just killed Alex Jones. What? Now they're going to come after Jeff Rentz. And who's going to be next?
What about the, do you remember the guy calling in about the reporter that claimed that they were playing, this is all speculative, the claim that they were teaching young Americans to be killing machines with first-person shooter video games?
Yeah, that guy.
I mean, then of course they killed that reporter. Now, if he stumbled onto this fact that people, they were in fact training young Americans.
Well, now that was the reporter you're talking about was the guy that did the reporting on the CIA drug connection back in the 90s.
Okay.
That's what he was known for.
Okay.
But apparently they took a good decade to bump him off. Because this was way back when he actually did the outing of the CIA.
And it took 10 years?
Yeah, it took a good decade for them to bump him off. 800-259-9231. But yeah, they were reporting on that stuff too. So if they're going to take out a newspaper reporter, why not take out the guys with the, 20 radio stations behind them or whatever? Doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. And it's all a waste of your time. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For centuries, Salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about these 9/11 conspiracy theorists and the fact that essentially they're just wasting their time. And now one of them has actually emailed in to, he has come to the realization that, yes, he has essentially wasted his time because if the 9/11 truth movement gets whatever it is that they want, and that is somebody brought up on charges, what's that going to change? I mean, even if they get what they want, I mean, it's unlikely that what his email pointed out was that it's unlikely that they'll ever even get what they want, and that is the Bush administration and his cronies and all them brought up on charges. They're asking the government itself to bring the controllers, the leaders, if you will, of government up on charges. Very unlikely. But even if that were to happen, even if there were to be some sort of national outrage, let's say that the people of America all come to the realization that the government was behind 9/11, and I don't know if that's true, and I don't think that's ever going to happen, but we're talking fantasy here, the fantasy of the 9/11 people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they were to all come to this realization, the charges were to be brought, even if they were to be found guilty, what would that do? Well, all it would do is just satiate the 9/11 people. I mean, really, it wouldn't do anything for freedom in America, would it? It would just put a few bad guys in jail.
Yeah, I don't think that it would. I mean, you know, obviously you've seen a rollback of our freedoms since 9/11, Patriot Act, Homeland Security, all that other, you know, TSA, all that good stuff.
Right.
That's an obvious result. Putting the perpetrators in jail, which I don't think it's the Bush administration. I don't think they think it's the Bush administration. I think they think it's like the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and the Roosevelt.
Yeah, but they would love to see Bush get put in jail, though. I mean, they believe he's part of it, so they would love to see that happen. But then what? Then what? You're going to have him replaced by somebody else who's a power-mongering freak, somebody else who wants to increase the size of government. Aren't you guys going to celebrate that? Is that going to be the day of victory for the 9/11 truth movement? You're just going to dissolve at that point because you've gotten what you wanted done, and that's it. You're done. Game over. Really, what, is that it? Is that what they want? Is that all they want is just these individuals to come to see some punishment? Because
yeah.
It doesn't seem very fulfilling to me. I mean, they've gotten what they wanted. I mean, if it is true that they were behind it and everything, they've been successful. They've gotten away with it. The government has gotten bigger as a result, more oppressive than it ever has been. They've been successful.
And the only thing we do is roll back to September 10th, 2001, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a reprehensible level of intrusion upon our Bill of Rights.
But that won't happen.
No,
that's not going to happen.
That's the very biggest thing that you could expect to have happen. You know, these guys would get a certain amount of politicians would go to jail,
right.
And they would roll back whatever, you know, we'd bring all the boys back from Iraq.
Not bloody likely. I mean, they haven't...
No, it's not.
It's really not.
Very, very unlikely.
Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Brent?
Well, I guess I kind of have a question for you. It seems to me that even if, you know, tomorrow, like you were saying, if the New York Times came out and it said, turns out Bush was behind the whole 9/11 thing, and
right. Irrefutable evidence.
You know, I think even if that happened, although it happened, it'd be replaced, well... I mean, he'd be replaced down the chain of command until, you know, somebody. And then in the next presidential election, they probably left a Democrat instead. You know, I don't think there would be millions of people marching on Washington at that point.
Right. No way.
You know, and so my question is, what do you think it would take to get millions of people? Like, with the situation, the mood, and the way the country seems to be responding to the things the government does right now, I don't really know. I can't think of anything that the government can do that they couldn't get away with, that millions of people wouldn't march on Washington.
They'd have to do something so beyond the pale that that it'd be crazy. First off, you know, if you can pretty much do anything you want to a couple of ethnic groups. You can go after the Muslims. I think that you could start snatching
Mexicans.
I think you could snatch they are snatching Mexicans off the streets.
Yep.
Okay. For whatever reason, I don't care what your opinion is. It's their law. They're snatching them off the street. They can certainly snatch Muslims off the street. Nobody's going to say anything.
Nope. Not much is being said over the Mexicans.
I suppose if you returned slavery to the black people, I suppose if you began gassing Chinese people. I suppose.
Yeah, but they don't have. But to address that, they don't have to return slavery to the black people because the form of slavery that they are under now is far more subtle than it was in the past, and far more effective.
Absolutely, they're under more slavery. We're under more slavery. Everyone's under more slavery.
So that's
slavery.
Not going to happen. They're not going to make it more obvious.
There's nothing. You would simply have to point.
Let me make a suggestion. There was an incident in Tennessee not too long ago where a couple of talk show hosts on different stations. I guess roused up a bunch of people to go to the state capitol and sort of threaten the government there with some sort of violent opposition. They were just out in the streets. I think a few windows were broken, and the state capitol or the government there was getting ready to pass an income tax. This staved it off. I don't know if they have since passed an income tax in Tennessee, but that staved it off for a while. I think it's possible to get people to gather and get angry within one state, but to actually have enough people get angry enough to where they're going to come from across the country, from all around America, to gather in Washington, D.C., I can't fathom what that issue would be. Can you, Brent?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about it, and it just seems like people are so apathetic, although I think maybe... And see, they would never do this because it would cause something like this. But you know, if rather than simply trying to control the media, they, for instance, took away somebody's, you know, our favorite celebrity. They took away Jennifer Aniston or I don't know somebody, Ben Affleck, a celebrity that people read about in People magazine. And you know, I'm not even sure if they just did that to one celebrity because that happens. I mean, think about, you know, who have fought in the. the 80s that, you know, that they could pick up Michael Jackson for all these crazy things and just drag him through the mud and never prove anything, and it would just completely, I mean, literally make him the object of ridicule across the entire country. I mean, who could even conceive that?
Certainly no one would have in the
80s. You know, 20 years ago. And so I think, you know, they'd literally have to do this to, you know, a bunch of our favorite entertainment objects at once is the only thing I can think of because that seems to be what...
Yeah, people care about Hollywood celebrities.
You know, they could pull American Idol off the air, some very popular show for some kind of derisive... Oh, you know what? They could pull American Idol off the air because of pornographic type... You know, it's too suggestive. And I bet there would be a real problem there.
I think even if they did that, you know, that might rile up, you know, 30% of the country.
Yeah, but but if it riles them up, what's it going to result in? I mean,
yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't think
we want American Idol back. Give us our television programming.
Yeah,
you'd get letters to the editor. You know,
right? They wouldn't do anything for freedom.
College professors on local TV stations on the news. You know, you wouldn't get, you know, like in the 70s when there were late 60s, early 70s when there were, you know, hundreds of thousands of people marching on Washington, And I just don't see, I mean, like I said, I can't think of anything that would make that happen.
Well, you know, also, here's another factor. I mean, even if there was a motivating reason to go to Washington, D.C. and protest something, cost is also an issue. I mean, it's not exactly cheap to pick up. If you're a working person, if you're an average American and you're just making your bills, you're getting your bills paid on time, you're just getting food on the table for your family, you know, you may not have the extra $300 that it costs for a plane ticket to Washington, D.C. And, you know, especially if you have to stay at a hotel or something like that, you may not have the extra $500 where you can just drop everything. You may not have the freedom to just say, hey, boss, I'm not coming in this Wednesday. I've got to go to this protest. Because if it's a critical issue, if it's something that really just motivates people to get up and do something, there may not be a month's notice. There may not be two months' notice. You won't be able to just drop into the streets and drop in on Washington, D.C. So since we're all burdened so much with taxes, we're not as free to get out and protest and do those things.
If you think about the aliens, the illegal aliens, or just the Latinos that were going to protest on a couple of months ago.
Right. They did it. They meant it. They made it happen.
They did it, but so many of them that it didn't go because they had jobs. So many.
Yeah.
I mean, just a huge number of them. I can't even tell you. 90%? 95% of them didn't go because they couldn't work. Their jobs said, you're fired if you don't show up on such and such day.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't even need five. Frankly, if, you know, even 10% of the country as it stands right now all got together and said, well, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to go to the same place. Then you can do what you want and try and stop us, but you're not going to be able to. I mean, that funny thing is, it would only take 5 or 10% of the country all banding together at once to completely, I mean, how big is our army? We've got like 1.5 million troops, something like that.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, if there's 200 million active adults in America, then that's, you know, 5% of that is, that's like 10 million.
Yeah, that's 10 million people, you know?
10 million. And, yeah, all we would need is, at most, a few percentage points. I mean, back in the American Revolutionary times, and Brent, thank you for the call. Back in the American Revolutionary times, there was what, maybe 10% that were really active revolutionaries?
If that.
Right. The rest of them were just sort of, okay, I'm with you, but I'm quiet about it. You know, there wasn't a lot of real active opposition, which is why the Free State Project is going to work. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.